I'd say really, really pleased. It's a massive step forward that the Cornwall Council Highways are considering 20 miles an hour, and we've gone to the consultation. But also, it's kind of the first big step forward, but it's not kind of mission complete. We definitely need the crossings too, particularly at that main big roundabout and then down the A3059. So, big step forward, but still work to do to kind of get to where we want to in terms from a safety perspective in NZ.
In terms of getting to this stage, has it been a real fight or has it been easier than expected from your perspective?
I'd say from my own personal perspective, I didn't have any experience of this kind of thing before. I've never done this kind of campaign. So I was quite naive, I think, in how fast it might be. And through the process, a lot of people who do have a lot more experience kind of warn me, oh, we could be talking months, might even be a year. And then I think they've been quite surprised that it's been a bit faster. So I guess mixed feelings. I think what's really helped is that we've had Kevin Towell and Valerie Martin on side from a town council perspective, and then also Noah Law on side from obviously our MP, and they've kind of really helped drive this forward.
And in terms of, I mean, for people who are just hearing about this for the first time, who may not have been up to Nansleddon recently or are new to the area, just remind us why this is needed. Because I know you've said there's been several near misses.
Yeah. So through basically the heart of Nansleddon, we've got an A road, which is currently 30 miles an hour, and it's split a highly residential area into three. We've got no safe pedestrian crossings, and a speed limit that is 30 miles an hour and not enforced. We've got a nursery, we've got a school, we've got multiple parks, green space, shops, and it's just been a bit of a recipe for disaster since it's opened. And we as residents kind of want to take proactive action to do as much as we possibly could to get safe measures put in place before a serious accident happened.
The Cornwall Council data seem to suggest that people, I think the speeds were around on average 27 or 28, but clearly there are incidents of people going through much faster. I've seen it myself. That's true, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. They said 85% was within that zone that you mentioned. So obviously we've got 15% that are probably going significantly more. But although that those numbers that you stated might feel actually quite low, it's a road that is very much designed for 20. So actually, if someone's coming through that area at 27 miles an hour, that corner by the hub that we're all as residents very aware of, to take that corner at 27 miles an hour is quite extreme. Lots of people are popping their tyres, and if you've got a pedestrian walking out, because it's sort of blind if you're approaching that corner as a pedestrian in one area, it's just very, very dangerous. And yeah, that's why it needs to be 20 in our opinion.
And people have said to me about the noise as well. Clearly, they knew that there was always going to be a road down there. So people who've bought houses along there were made aware of that. But the noise is an issue, it seems, for some.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of people kind of in their comments have said, oh, people are just getting annoyed because they didn't realise a main road would be opening through the heart of Nansleddon. Obviously, when they've been purchasing houses, their solicitors have all made them aware that the A3059 was opening. But what wasn't made aware is that it was going to be a 30 mile an hour road. It was always meant to be a 20 mile an hour road. And at the last minute, it changed. And that change, as well as giving it A road classification, has meant that the noise, the traffic, and just generally the emissions, everything is a lot more than people expected when they were buying along that road. I don't live on that road, but I think for people that are, it's not what they signed up for, and they're all very supportive of 20 miles an hour.
The actual consultation is live now on the website. I see it's open till the 12th of September. What would you say to people in the area?
I'd say obviously everyone's got an opinion. Please go onto the consultation and give your opinion. I think people get frustrated that they feel they're not being listened to, whichever side they sit on. So please click on the consultation, give your views. It literally takes about 2 to 3 minutes. It's not a long one. And yeah, hopefully the Cornwall Council will take that all into consideration. But I feel like we're not campaigning for something crazy here or something that's really out there. It's just about saving lives. That's all we want to do is make the area safer. There's no ulterior motive. I don't own a business in Lansledden. It just feels like an accident's going to happen. Someone's going to be seriously injured. Let's try and avoid that.